I'm sure many immigrants in this country could relate to Zonta's story. And when we think of immigrants who are illegally here in America, many of us tend to focus on people from Latin America. But there are an estimated 1.3 million Asians who are here illegally, too. And some of them say cultural issues make it extra difficult to be open about their status. Here's more on that from Josie Huang of station KPCC in Los Angeles.
Amy Lin was 12 when she and her mom left her abusive dad in Taiwan and came to California. Her mom got work as a nanny, Lin went to school, then Lin got old enough to drive and mentioned it to her mom.
And she was like, you just can't do it. And at that point, she wouldn't even really tell me why.
A few months later, Lin brought up her plans for college.
And then she finally sat me down and said, well, look at this, you're undocumented.
Like many immigrants in the country legally, the family had overstayed their tourist visas. Immigrant advocates say that Asian parents in this situation often hide this fact from their children.
People just don't talk about like their status or how they came to the U.S.
Anthony Nong is an immigrant rights activist from the Philippines. He says there's often shame and embarrassment among Asian immigrants around not having legal status. Take the phrase used in Tagalog.
TNT.
TNT.
Which means tago ng tago. It translates to hide and hide.
As in hiding from immigration agents.
For Asians, we have to cross a whole Pacific Ocean.
Tiffany Panlilio is a legal advocate at Asian Americans Advancing Justice in Los Angeles.
There's no way that they would ever go back home, so why should they, I guess, try to out their status now?
Panlilio struggles to help Asian immigrants because they can be unwilling to admit they're undocumented. You can see that resistance when it comes to participation rates for a government program that lets some young immigrants avoid deportation. It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA.
Overall, we see that the application rates for Asian applicants are fairly low.
That's Margie McHugh of the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute in Washington. She's found that DACA has mostly attracted young Latin American immigrants, while many Asian immigrants from Korea, the Philippines, China, have shied away from the program. McHugh says this could be due to stigma around lack of legal status in Asian cultures, combined with a sense that DACA is geared more towards Latinos.
For example, since the vast majority of deportations are of Latinos, you know, that might be why the population might not feel as urgent a need to come forward and apply.
At the same time, immigration is much more widely discussed among Latinos because of their great numbers and a shared language.
There's such a high degree of visibility for the DACA program in Spanish-speaking media that serves Latino communities that it's kind of hard to not know about the program if you're in that community.
Legal advocate Panlilio says when she approaches L.A. schools to come in and offer a talk about DACA, Latino parents jump on board and say,
yeah, we need a DACA clinic for our kids and we'll provide the Spanish translations. But when we noticed that it came to the Asian parent leaders, they kind of gave us the vibe of that's not a problem within our communities.
Chinese immigrants appear to be the least interested in DACA, their application rates among the lowest. This doesn't surprise Amy Lin, the young immigrant who came here from Taiwan with her mom.
Chinese families are typically very conservative and very holding on to family unity.
Lin says those conservative feelings can make DACA seem risky, especially since participants must renew their status every 2 years. But in a departure from the norm in Chinese families, it was Lin's mom who pushed her to apply for DACA. So Lin went for it. But she also worried about exposing her mom's legal status by applying. Her mom still encouraged her to do it.
My mom is very courageous in that she thought that having some sort of document is still better than nothing.
Now, Lin is a student at UCLA and is no longer scared about being deported. Many more immigrants may get the same kind of temporary relief. Within weeks, President Barack Obama is expected to announce new immigration measures. Lin's hoping he'll expand the DACA program to protect her mom from deportation, too. And maybe convince more families like hers to step forward. For The World, I'm Josie Huang, Los Angeles.